Thank you for listening to Creators by The Creative Exchange. The Creative Exchange is a social media agency and content studio based in Brooklyn, working with the best CPG and food and beverage brands.
Thank you to our clients who make this podcast happen. Today's episode is sponsored by Built by Girls. Built by Girls prepares the next generation of female leaders to step into careers powered by technology. Check them out on Instagram at Built by Girls.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Bella, for being with us today. Bella is from Baboon to the Moon. Bella, yeah, thanks again for joining.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. So to dive right in, I'd love to, you know, hear a little bit about you, who you are, and what you do for Baboon to the Moon, and where you were before that.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess I should maybe introduce Baboon to the Moon first. Baboon to the Moon is a global brand. We're an adventure brand, and we make bags for adventure. I do all the brand marketing and social and a little bit of everything else as well. We're a pretty small team. And I've actually been part of Baboon to the Moon since before launch, so I've really had the unique opportunity to see it grow and progress through so many different stages of being. Before I was part of the team, I actually was working as a paralegal at an immigration law firm and at the same time working as a photo assistant in New York. But one of the really cool things about, you know, being part of Baboon to the Moon is that it's a brand that truly does celebrate like being dichotomous, and that, you know, worked really well for me.
That's awesome. That's a crazy background story.
Yep, took a few left turns there, but I'm really happy with where I ended up.
That's great. So you kind of mentioned, you know, what Baboon to the Moon is, but can you give us a little bit more insight about like where the name came from? What do you guys do or sell?
Yeah, absolutely. So we make highly technical bags that are designed for the adventures that, you know, people actually go on. So, in the name is, it just reminds us of Dr. Seuss. It's really fun to say. It makes you feel something. And at the end of the day, it's really just about fun and adventure. There's this level of absurdity to it that just makes you smile. And that's really in parallel with what our brand stands for as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, the name definitely sticks out. And then I've seen, you know, everything on social and how colorful it is. And it just really feels like you guys have a very strong presence and you know who you are and you're not backing down.
That is the goal. So it's really nice to hear.
Awesome. Since you were there before the brand actually launched, can you tell me a little bit about like, you know, what went into launching it? Was social like a big component of that? Like what did it take to launch such an amazing, really cool, you know, standout brand?
Yeah. I mean, as a brand, we're, you know, 99% online. So our launch was primarily digital. Instagram had a huge role in that and just sort of activating our communities and, you know, spreading the word. At the same time, we're primarily New York based and we wanted to do something for like our New York community as well. So we threw an adult prom for our launch party. And, you know, thought we'd have, you know, a couple hundred people that we knew stop by. And instead it became this like 1,000-person event. And I think that's when we sort of knew that we were creating something that spoke to a lot of people.
That's awesome. I wish I would have attended that. That's
awesome. We're hoping to do one again. So we'll make sure to send you an invite.
Perfect. I would love that. So you mentioned Instagram and then the prom. I guess how did the prom idea come about? That's a huge thing I'm curious about. And then I would love to learn more about, like, you know, you mentioned cultivating your community and wanting to do things for the digital community and New York as well. So was there already a community around this brand? How did you build that? Who are they? And like, what led you to the ideas to do the prom and like with everything you're doing on social?
Yeah, I mean, our North Star is adventure. So we wanted to make sure from the very beginning that it was clear that by adventure, we never meant like climbing Mount Everest. That's an experience, you know, one out of however many million people have in their life. But adventure to us means, you know, those everyday decisions you can make that sort of shake things up and get you to be a little bit more spontaneous, see the world through a new lens. You don't have to go anywhere necessarily to have an adventure. So the adult prom was really born out of that feeling of, what can we do that, you know, is so, it, for us, that is like the epitome of what an adventure is. It's so outside of the box of what you do when you're in, you know, your late 20s, you don't think about prom anymore. And to get to bring people together and just have a lot of fun and make a night of adventure out of it was really our starting place. And I think for Instagram, it's the same approach. You know, we want to show images that aren't just like Machu Picchu. We want to show, you know, a really crazy indoor tennis court in a museum or something that sort of stretches the imagination and isn't necessarily those like obvious destinations or ways of getting out there.
That's awesome. So I noticed everything is very colorful on Instagram and with your bags and everything. I guess with the brand presence, you know, and it's the brand still relatively new. Did you know who you guys were from the get-go and have you stuck by that the whole time? Or was it more of like bootstrap vibes? You kind of figure it out and grow as you've been going.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're definitely always growing and evolving, but from the very beginning, we knew who we were and what we wanted to say, which I think gave us a huge leg up and is part of why we were received in the way that we were. You know, our social is very colorful and that is because our product is. So in many ways, everything that I'm doing is really comes back to, you know, what our bags look like. Our bags are super bright. They're very colorful. They stand out. You really cannot miss them. They look different than anything else, you know, on the baggage carousel or, you know, wherever. And, I think especially during the time that we were launching, everything was super saturated with these muted colors, like the sort of millennial DTC aesthetic. And then, you know, we came out with a bright blue bag, this internet blue, and an orange bag that when you photographed it, it almost glowed. It was just so colorful and bright and loud in the best of ways. And I really wanted our social to reflect that. So if you saw our feed, you'd have the same feeling that you'd have carrying a bright orange bag on your shoulder. So in many ways, product and social share the same language.
Well, I love that. I think, yeah, it's so important to have a consistent experience for customers, whether they're like in person with the product, they ordered it online, they're looking at social, they're on the website. It's so important to be cohesive across the board. And you guys seem to really be killing it in that area.
Yeah, thank you. I think it, you know, it's really fun to work with a brand that isn't afraid to be loud and be, you know, be bold. And I think bringing consistency to that is what really brings the message home.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So, I mean, like you mentioned, y'all kind of were fearless in going in that direction of being colorful and bright and bold. But I know that a lot of brands, like, especially when we work with brands, some people know who they are and have been around for a while. Some people are brand new and we're kind of starting and we're going to learn with our audience as we go. And that might be because they're scared to really commit to anything before knowing if their audience is going to, you know, how they're going to react to it. So was it scary at all for you guys to launch and be so backed into who you are and what you're doing?
You know, I think at the time, it wasn't scary. It was just so exciting. We had been working on this for so long, and then to get to put it out into the world just felt really, really good. I think, you know, maybe knowing what I know now, I would have maybe been more anxious going into, you know, a brand launch. But at the time, I was just so excited to share it and get it out there and so proud of where we'd gotten to and so unaware of like how big it would get that I was maybe delusionally not nervous.
I mean, that's great. I just, it, you know, it definitely more uncommon for people to be so sure about themselves and their brand stance. Everybody is a little bit scared because you never know how anything's going to land these days.
It's true. It's always a bit of a gamble, but it was a good risk.
That's awesome. So, you know, we talked about events. We talked about Instagram. Are there any other channels you guys are working with or exploring or that have been, I guess, a good place for you to gain customers or build community on?
I would say right now, Instagram is still our primary like channel and our primary way of really talking to, you know, talking to our community. I think because we're such a visual brand, we do really well on visual platforms. So with the rise of TikTok, like that's definitely something worth exploring. And, you know, any sort of platform that allows a lot of imagery to come through is of interest to us. But for now, Instagram is where we are most of the time.
Nice. So I feel like I've seen you guys partner with brands and do some collaborations. Can you kind of talk about that?
Yeah. We, you know, first and foremost, because we love adventure, we like to partner with brands that share that same ethos, which has allowed us to work with a really eclectic group of brands and organizations. We've done everything from a collaboration with Morgan Stern's ice cream to working with Homoco, a men's swimwear brand, Rooted, which is a New York-based plant company, and Pizza Opening Ceremony. We worked with organizations like Art Start and Girls Inc. and the Black Trans Advocacy Coalition. We really don't limit ourselves. We just sort of use the criteria of looking for brands who really like adventure and support it.
That's great. And I definitely know some of those names and love all of those companies. How did those partnerships go about? Was it like you guys have an idea and reach out to them? Are they reaching out to you?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I think, you know, sometimes it can just be a small conversation can always turn into a much bigger idea. So we're always, you know, talking to different brands who work within the same sort of community base as we do. And every once in a while, an idea comes to life that's like so perfect, we can't not do it kind of thing.
Yeah, totally get that. So with any of the previous partnerships that you've done, do you have any favorites that you want to talk about or that stood out?
Yeah. So this spring we started a series called Guess How Many, where essentially we fill one of our bags with something and open it up to our audience to guess the correct number. Like, is that sort of jelly, how many jelly beans are in a jar kind of game? And, the winner always would get a bag. And so a couple weeks back, we worked with our friends at Rooted, their plant company, and we filled one of our fanny packs with their seeds that they had just launched. And it was just, I mean, I think it was over 500,000 individual seeds that fit into this fanny pack. And
wow.
We just had so much fun doing it. It was so absurd, you know, to like have to count this all out. And I think because we had so much fun, it really translated and both of our audiences like participated. And it was just a really nice moment where we got to just have fun with a brand we really adore and also, you know, give our communities a chance to win some really great stuff.
I love that. That's really cool. Definitely reminds me of the whole jelly bean thing. And I feel like that was such a big thing back in the day and you never see that anymore.
Right. And it was so fun. I remember having one of those in my classroom and it was just so hard to even conceptualize like how many could be in something. And so we've just really been having, you know, a lot of fun with that idea and getting more and more absurd with it as we go along.
That's great. Just one question about partnerships, I guess. Like, do you guys ever promote those or just kind of leave it to organic to see what happens? I'm just curious, like, what your paid strategy is.
Yeah, so in our partnerships, we exclusively rely on organic marketing. So we'll send out an email or push it on social, whether that be Instagram stories or like a grid post. But we've found that we have, you know, such high participation because whatever sort of partnership we engage with is always really intentional. And we, you know, for the most part, think it our customers and our community will be into it. So we haven't needed to promote it outside of just organically.
That's great. I love that. So speaking on strategy, and like, you obviously came up with all these great partnership ideas and the prom and just making sure your grid looks really nice and colorful and is really true to the brand. What does strategy and planning look like for you guys? Is it just something you sit down and do once a quarter? Is it on a daily basis where trends are happening and you come up with new ideas? Like, what does that landscape look like of trying to make things happen on social?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely plan out for the season a general theme, and because we know what our colorways will be in product, a lot of the social aesthetic from like a color perspective is sort of predetermined. But in terms of like the daily content, we don't plan out that far in advance, mostly because we like to be really topical and have the ability to be like reactive to what's going on. And we're always learning from our community too. So even though we will know what we're going to be doing in a broader sense, many, many months out from like the, what am I going to post today? Sometimes I just, I go with my gut.
That's great. So how many people are on the social team? Like, is it just you? Do other people help in certain areas?
It's just me, but we're a, you know, a small, really tight knit team. So we all have a little bit of, a part in everything. Kush, who is one of the co-founders and the head of all creative, works side by side with me and coming up with, you know, some of the reference points, and it's always really collaborative, but yeah, I'm the main person. If you're sending us a DM, it's going to me.
Nice. So I guess with social and anything else you do on the digital side, like especially with launching, do you feel like that made the biggest impact on your success or sales? Like, do you know if there's a certain percentage of sales that end up coming from social?
Social is huge for us with launches. It really allows us to, especially in like a pre-launch strategy, to let our customers know what's coming and get people really excited. You know, we have email that goes in parallel to that, but I think that the beautiful part about Instagram is it really lets us bring like the visual aesthetic to life. Since each season we do a limited run print in the go bags, which is our like hero and best-selling product, people really pay attention. And I think part of why they follow us is to have, you know, some insights as to what's coming next and how they can get their hands on it. So I think those, you know, it really goes hand in hand. And social has been really, really helpful in just like getting the beauty of what we're creating across.
That's great. So we haven't talked about influencers. Do you guys work with influencers at all?
We have in the past, but on a very small scale. I think influencers are fantastic, but we never wanted to pay somebody to like our product. Instead, we've really tried to find people who already resonated with our brand or reached out to us or had some, you know, they were already invested, and those are the people we tend to gravitate towards. And since we, you know, we love to support creatives, and we found that they tend to be like, you know, our bags serve somebody who's, you know, a musician and on the road a lot very well. So we've focused in on people who we really believe in and love and believe will actually make the most of our product. But influencer marketing hasn't been, yeah, a huge component for us.
Got it. Yeah, that totally makes sense. And I love that, you know, there definitely are brands that have built such a cool presence they stay true to who they are, and they're always innovative, and people will gravitate toward that, and, you know, they'll be your supporters. You don't have, yeah, like you said, you don't have to pay people to support it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we value everybody's work and time, but we just, I think we're always more interested in somebody who has like 3,000 followers, but a really unique point of view and is doing really incredible work, than somebody who has, you know, a million and might not fit in with what we're talking about. So it's always about, you know, quality over quantity.
Yeah, I totally agree. So as a social media manager, what is the day-to-day for you look like? Like, what kind of time are you spending engaging? What type of time are you spending on creating posts? Like, I'm sure every day is completely different, but what does a typical day or week look like for you?
Yeah, I guess, I try to, you know, mix the social engagement in throughout the day instead of just setting aside a particular time. It allows me to be much more, you know, reactionary, and I'm able to always sort of have my, a sense of like what our community is talking about and what kind of questions they're asking. So, and it's on my phone, so it's like, I get all the notifications. but yeah. I would say, you know, a typical week is a combination of talking through overarching marketing strategy for the season, focusing in on upcoming partnerships, launches, activations, and making sure we're ahead of all that asset creation, and then engaging with our community throughout the day and making sure that, you know, their questions are answered and their comments are responded to. And it's been really informative. I feel like, you know, so much of what we know comes through that channel. And it's a really nice direct way to have fantastic conversations with people.
Yeah, that's great. So is there any cool upcoming campaigns for you guys, or what's next?
So we actually, yesterday we just launched a new print and called Sweet Serpent. So it's a limited run artist collaboration. It's super pretty, and it's inside of the different go bags. And so we're going to be focusing in on that print for, you know, the upcoming weeks. And we actually made a limited edition puzzle with that same print design that is going to be coming out really soon, which is exciting for anybody who has, you know, some time on their hands to do a 1,000-piece puzzle. These things are not easy, but they're really pretty. So if you can, you know, get through it, it's well worth it.
That's awesome. Then, I know. Sorry, go ahead.
No, please continue.
Just everyone's got, I know a lot of people that have gotten into puzzles since quarantine. So it's the perfect time for people that have really gotten into that vibe.
No, it's exactly right. I mean, it's such a, you know, it's a very interesting use of time, but it's really fun, and the results like make it worthwhile.
That's great. Have you launched a product that wasn't a bag before? Is this like the puzzle the first thing, or have you done things like this before?
We've done small things along the way. We did bandanas, we've done beach towels. I think the puzzles are the first time we've included our prints into another product, and it was really well received. We made a few in, I think, March that sold out almost immediately. And it's really nice to just bring our prints to life, not just in the bags. So it is kind of a new territory for us, but we've definitely done some things outside of bags before.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to, I'll definitely get on your Instagram after this to check that out. So I guess speaking on other brands, like, is there other brands you guys really admire or like what they're doing on their social accounts?
Yeah. In general, we really love and respect brands that are adventurous, and that looks like a lot of different things. I think Noah has a really unique way of talking about things beyond themselves, which I admire. They're really bold and adventurous in the world that they've created. I think Parade is, you know, they're so colorful and fun and adventurous in that way. And then we love their whole aesthetic. Then there's this brand called Adder Air, and they do these crazy campaigns, and their images are mind bending and adventurous, and they just think about things a little bit differently. And I really admire, you know, everything about what they do as well.
That's awesome. I'll definitely have to check them out as well. I've never heard of them.
Yeah, I can send them to you.
Thanks.
No problem.
Cool. Well, this has been super insightful and like really cool hearing kind of the background of Baboon to the Moon and what you guys are doing. And, you know, it definitely, I know it doesn't seem like a lot to you, but I think it is refreshing talking to people that, you know, they are very clear on who they are and what their brand is, and they stick by that no matter what. So it's just great to talk to a brand that really knows that. And I know that it makes like storytelling and creating content and collaboration so much easier because there's always a clear vision in mind.
Yeah, it's fun to talk about, to be honest. So thank you so much for having me on.
Of course. Yeah, this has been great. So if people were to find you or Baboon to the Moon, where can they find you?
Yeah, so Baboon to the Moon is our actual handle on Instagram, all spelled out, all one word. And then my personal Instagram is E_Sabella, which is just a confusing take on my own name.
Nice.
Thanks for listening. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on Instagram @the_creative_exchange. Stay tuned for next week's episode.